B-Pod Studios.
Sports. Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I had the porno.
It's Tuga time, it's Tuga time, it's Tuga time, it's Tuga. Tuga, Tuga, Tuga time, it's Tuga time, it's Tuga time, it's Tuga. Tuga, 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 Tuga.
I'm going to be so hungover at work tomorrow, I'm not going to do anything.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Bruins, there's no excuse not to win this series. They're up against an inferior Carolina team. The Bruins are the one team in town that I am a fan of. And I've made people mad on the radio quite consistently. There are some things in my career that I've done that I regret. None of them here. But when I was younger... But this is by far the dumbest thing, that anyone's gotten upset at me about. And it just is like dumb hicks and people here that like, you're mean, you're mean. We had a guest on that was a Carolina beat writer and he was bugging me. So I hung up on him.
Yeah. So he was a reporter for the Carolina Hurricanes.
A reporter, an adult reporter.
Right.
This isn't like a like child asking a question at a press conference. And I went, nice question, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
This is a man who's paid to cover the Carolina Panthers. And first of all, in my letters of support, he was boring. He was a homer. And he talked about those stupid jerk shirts. And I didn't like it. So I hung up on an adult on a show that I run the phones on.
And I disagree. I did not think he was boring. I thought he was informative. He seemed like a pleasant gentleman.
Yeah, right.
And was, I like the jerk shirts. I think they're funny.
Yeah, it was. He was great. It was the greatest thing ever.
You booked him.
I did it. I did book him, and then he bugged me. All I wanted to do, he bugged me. He was bugging me. All I wanted him to do was tell me anything about this stupid team that I haven't seen play.
And he was in the middle of doing
that. No, he wasn't. He was saying obvious garbage.
All right, so if you didn't hear it yesterday.
But by the way, I can hang up on whoever the hell I want to hang up on, and he was boring me.
Okay, so if you did not
and
hear
it. He had a dumb hick accent, and it was bugging me.
You make that statement. This is just how things ended. So he'd been on the air with us for maybe three or four minutes.
He had plenty to say.
He was for like 3 or 4 minutes.
No, long. Longer than that.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Maybe it was like six
maybe
or
it was 4 minutes, but it seemed like a half hour.
I had no problem with the interview. I thought it was that's okay. Informative.
You had no problem with the interview. Was it a good interview? It was standard.
Yeah,
getting a guy on. It was by
What did you want? Like what?
I wanted him just to simply run down the roster and tell me who these people are.
Well, basically, that's what he was doing.
No, he wasn't doing that, John. You asked a ridiculous question about Rod Brindamore.
No, I didn't ask about Rod Brindamore.
Rich asked a stupid question about Rod Brindamore, and if they'd run through a wall for him, and then who cares? I don't care about Rod Brindamore.
And then I started asking about.
So you invited a guy on to do something that you could have just Googled.
I wanted to know from the guy who covers the team. I can't rely on Google. I'm not a stat guy like you telling me that what's-his-face had a good game because you read the stat line. There's some
Pasternak, yes. He had a goal and an assist.
Yeah, he was great. By the way, you're out of your mind.
Responsible for like half the offense.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you should watch the game and actually see how he played. But nonetheless... Listen,
I guess I was wrong. Seems like the series played out that way, didn't it?
Yeah, he had a good game in game six. There's no question about it.
So here's how things ended. We had him on, and he was on for like 6 or 7 minutes, and then this happened.
His backup, McElhinney, he's a career 500 goaltender, and they're both playing well. How did this happen?
Well, I mean, first of all, they started scoring some goals. Rod Brindamore said the first 20, 25 games of the season, he thought they played maybe their best hockey. They just couldn't score. And they were losing a lot of close games, and in December things looked pretty bleak.
December,
but then the puck started going in a little bit more, and then in January they traded for Nino Niederreiter.
I can't listen to a guy with a southern accent talk about hockey.
Did you just hang up on him?
Yep.
And that's how it happened.
Yep.
So you just hung up on him then.
They started scoring.
What's that?
What happened is they started scoring. Wow! Really?
They started scoring. Hot dog.
I just don't know what you wanted. You invited him on. I don't know what questions you're going to ask.
I found it boring.
Okay. He was doing all the right. very thing you asked him to
no,
do.
No, I wasn't. I didn't want the insight of they started to score.
Okay.
And then he said December instead of December.
Once again, Fred, you and I disagree for like 15 minutes afterwards. I said that you were a dick for doing it.
I don't care if I was a dick. If being a dick is trying to make this show entertaining, it was far more entertaining after I hung up on it.
Can we all agree? Yes.
Can we all agree that me
we can
hanging
all agree
up on
that
him,
it was more entertaining
it doesn't
afterwards.
Mean, it doesn't mean you were a dick.
Now, I was a dick. Now, I don't care. I'm a dick all the time. I was a dick for saying watch the game. I was kidding around, but I was being a dick then.
Now,
I know when I'm being a dick. What do you want me to do? Like have the flower show? Jesus.
The what?
You know, how boring would this show? Everyone be nice. And that's the thing, Boston people, such a tough town. Oh, that was mean. I understand the hillbillies getting pissed.
It's not even the Boston fans aren't even that pissed.
They were plenty pissed. Oh, yeah. That was just mean. Oh, shut up. Oh, shut up. The guy is a grown man. And I thought he was boring. What do you want me to yell at him for being boring? I ended the interview.
That would have been entertaining.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on with us. We appreciate it. Thanks, man. That's it.
Why should I have to do that? We're never going to talk to that guy again.
We aren't now. I mean, I can't believe that.
Sorry. Pretty safe bet, yeah.
Sorry.
Did he email you? Oh, I got. So what do you say, Dan?
Oh, did he email you?
Yeah, he did. Just said it was a waste of time. That's all.
Yeah, it was a waste of time. Thank you. That's his whole attitude.
Exactly what it said in the email.
Nice email. This is the guy you wanted on that just sent an email that said that was a waste of time? Yes, it was a waste of time. You wasted all of our time. Yes, it was a waste of time. That's exactly what it was. It was boring. A waste of time.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't the accent. The accent puts you over the top. It was boring, even regardless of the accent.
It was boring, and I just was sick of it. But anyway, I understand Carolina people getting all up in arms because it's not harvest season yet. But the people from Boston, this ain't a good time for the corn.
God.
But no, it's not even a southern city. It's just a layover. But
did you say it was harvest season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since I found out tobacco's done killing people.
That's right.
Business been
bad. How many deaths are you responsible for in that area? How much cancer have you created? So proud of yourselves. That's the real thing. Hanging up on a beat writer. How about Big Tobacco? I was fighting against Big Tobacco. You killed numerous people with your industry. How can you live with yourselves with all those people you've murdered?
This is all Charlotte's fault. Just Charlotte. This is all Charlotte's fault.
Wherever they grow the tobacco.
It's like, you know, Winston-Salem, no Raleigh.
No problem.
By the way, it's
that
Raleigh.
That whole triangle area you were dissing earlier.
It's Raleigh, Fred. It's like Greg Raleigh from Journey.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it.
Thank you.
Raleigh.
Yeah, that was a big insult. I was mispronouncing Raleigh.
Now, as much as I think that you're a dick for doing that, and I think that it was, you know, there were other ways you could have handled that, the way it's being reacted to in North Carolina is just... awesome. It's as if you ran over,
all of them.
It's as if you ran over a puppy.
I know. Like, I could see, if like I attacked a group of people or if like I made fun of a kid or someone's kid.
Right.
This is ridiculous. I hung up on a boring interview.
Do you have the email that we got?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a real email.
I emailed the guy back and I said, that's just me. And by the way, this is a guy in Boston. Fred. You're such pussies. Fred. I enjoy 98. Can you imagine your life where that angered you? Like what happens on a daily basis? I'll tell you what happens. You work in a closet. No one talks to you. And then you go home and yank it to Game of Thrones. I enjoy 98.5 primarily for the 10 to 6 p.m. hours. That's right. Okay. Put that little asterisk on it. Stupid. Edgar Sweet. Nice name, Edgar. What are you, from the Depression? What? Who named someone Edgar?
What's wrong with Edgar?
Edgar?
What's wrong with Edgar?
Yes.
When was the last time you met someone named Edgar?
It's
you
been
didn't
a
read
while.
About
I just don't
book?
Find it nearly offensive as you do.
He came in from knocking a hoop with a stick. I enjoy 98.5 primarily for the 10 to 6 p.m. hours. I do occasionally listen to your show. I do it mostly for Rich and John. Yeah. You are a pretty disgusting individual, and I suspect that you are proud of that. No, I need to get my back waxed. But even you reached a new low today. A new low. A new low. I hung up on a dumb beat writer. A new low. What your life must be like, you sack of crap. The lack of professionalism.
Now, is he saying that to you or you to him?
Me to him. I'm responding verbally to the email. I don't quite know how the email works. The lack of professionalism. Who the hell are you, professionalism? It's a stupid radio show, jackass. Go to professionalism when the next time that you're shuffling papers. I don't know. The lack of professionalism. By the way, this isn't like a job. The lack of professionalism on your part and the disrespect you showed to another person. To another person. To another. So now it's just people. Like, oh, no. To another person. To a person. You disrespect a person. As opposed to disrespecting a chair. How you just showed disrespect to another person. What inspired you to write this email, Edgar? Edgar! Edgar! Go out, smell a flower, catch a lightning bug. I mean, Jesus, you disrespect another person. That nice writing, dumbass person. You disrespected that ant. The lack of professionalism on your part and the disrespect you show another person, especially someone who you invited on your show, is not something to make light of.
I mean, really, we've lost our minds.
This society, people have lost their effing minds. I mean, you're busting my balls and stuff, but I mean, at the end of the day, Jesus.
Can you imagine? It's almost as if an electric shock went through this man's body when he heard the click.
I mean, it's just, I mean, I can understand if you made fun of like a group of people or a kid or someone with a disability. Like, I understand. This is ridiculous. If your management had any decency, they would suspend you for a month or two without pay. What do you do for a living where this is a reality in your life? Like I mean so little to the company, they're gonna suspend me for 2 months without pay for hanging up on an adult male who's in media. Not like it would have mattered if it was female. An adult person, as you so put it. You sack of crap, Edgar. I guarantee you Edgar's like 500 years old. I suppose they like your jackass antics as they attract a certain audience. Yeah, everybody but you. Although you didn't like your guest talking about the Canes jerk shirts, it's fitting of you.
Oh,
what a jerk.
You went low on that one.
What a jerk. Disrespecting another person. Go F yourself. Disrespect you, Edgar. Next time you're behind the bush.
What?
I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it.
Something involves someone behind a bush.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Edgar. Now you've gone and done it. All right, Aaron Ward is going to join us. We can revisit these fun emails and things.
Because there's a bunch of people want to yell on you on the phone right now.
Well, they all agree with me. It's no fun if they agree with me. All right, we'll be right back. We'll talk to our good friend Aaron Ward.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Watch Toucher and Rich on
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we got a very special treat this morning. Ice cream delivered from Baskin-Robbins. For families looking to treat mom this weekend, Baskin-Robbins has locations in Foxborough, Wellesley, and Lexington. They have some sweet surprises in store. Ice cream cakes for mom, like the amazing mom cake. Perfect way to show mom just how much you care. Customize with mom's favorite ice cream and cake flavor and make her day amazing. Or the pink floral stripe cake, and you'll earn stripes as the favorite this Mother's Day when you surprise mom with the pink floral striped cake. This elegant design can be customized with mom's favorite ice cream flavor and choice of white chocolate cake. Go to order.baskinrobbins.com. That's order.baskinrobbins.com. And thanks again for the ice cream delivery this morning. Aaron Ward is a friend of the show.
How long has it been since we talked to Aaron Ward? I was trying to figure this out last night. After having him on for years and years.
He was the one who created Cuts for a Cause.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man that gets free things because of his Carolina championship ring.
Doesn't he own a boat? Weren't you supposed to go fishing with him?
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to go fishing, and that never happened.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be buddies and go fishing, but then he jumped out of town. Mr. Aaron Ward, hello. You join us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
It's been a while. I think it's been almost, I'd say, 9 years.
Jeez, really? 9?
No, I was here when he came in the studio and tapped that ring, right? Just to make sure all of us knew he was wearing it.
No. It's been a while. I kind of had an exit stage right when I got into media when they expected me to have a level of decency that I could no longer say the things that I really wanted to say, and I had to kind of comply with the status quo. So going on your show, as much fun as it is and as much fun as I had, kind of walked the line of getting me in trouble.
Oh, so they were unhappy with your appearances. They thought that
they were censoring me. The man was up in my business telling me that they didn't know necessarily if I was following the right path of being on your show.
All right.
Well, it only led to an amazing broadcasting career for Brian Scalabrine, but what do we know? You know. by the way, Aaron,
I'm just helping all the brothers out.
Well, if you're just now joining us, Aaron, we had a beat writer named Chip Alexander on the show yesterday. You know Chip. You obviously worked with him because he covered the team when you were down there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yep. Fred was very, very rude to him yesterday. In the middle of the interview, he hung up on him because he thought that he didn't like Southern accents. So I teased on the Twitter that we were going to have you on this morning, and Chip just tweeted us, try not to hang up on Aaron.
Oh, well. So there you go.
Try not to hang up on Aaron. Well, Chip, I'll tell you what. Chip is a true Southern gentleman. Incredibly nice guy.
Good. Make so Fred feel worse.
He hung up on you guys?
No, I hung up on him.
Oh, why?
He was boring.
No, that's just outright mean. You're already stepping into the series on the wrong foot already.
Well, listen, I'm playing, so I got to mind my P's and Q's. Are you still living down there?
Yeah, I live down there. I'm actually in New York City right now. I'm working with a company that does the puck and player tracking for the National Hockey League. So I had to step out of the establishment I was in because they don't allow phones.
Oh
yeah, I'm living down there. Still enjoying the slow pace of life and sunshine.
There you go. You've gotten out of town and from your Canadian roots, and you've taken it down there. All right, so
I have.
What? Go ahead. Come on now. Go.
I said one of the funny things about you guys, which is a reminder, was a company I work for. We actually run the Masters, and I'm sitting on a practice day. It was a Wednesday. In Augusta, Georgia, and everybody's following Tiger, and Tiger wasn't playing very well on the course that day. And we all huddle around a par three, and I'm kind of off in the distance. And some guy, had to be from Boston, screams from across the course. And remember, there's still a level of etiquette even during practice. Ward of the Rings, and he screams it. He then starts screaming, Toucher and Rich! I was sitting there with my CEO and he's looking at me. I'm like, I honestly, I'll have to explain this to you later. So it follows you nationwide.
It's a stink that you cannot get rid of.
No, it's not a stink. It was hilarious because I laughed, but then all of a sudden I realized that people are starting to turn around and figure out who the hell the guy was talking about. And then I turned pretty much beat red. And, you know, if it wasn't for the sunburn, because the sun was out. I mean, it was blatantly obvious it was me, and it was not embarrassing, but I was like, I didn't want the attention at that point.
All right. So the Carolina underdogs in this, how did they get here? And what do you think this series comes down to?
I think they figured out their identity in January and started to play, I think, almost to the character of their coach. Roddy Brind'Amour is a pretty incredible guy. I love him. He was a former teammate, and he got these guys on the right path. I would tell you that I didn't think they were going to beat the Washington Capitals in the first round. I don't think anybody actually gave them credit for it. And I think they surprised Ovi. I think they figured a way out to neutralize Wilson and made him a non-factor, and they got Holtby off his game. So, I mean, they go in and they beat Washington and end up winning that one game they needed to on the road. They get to the Islanders, and I think the same thing is people discounted. I think everybody felt the momentum was with Long Island. They played a great defensive game. This is a very young Carolina Hurricanes team. They're going to play a fourth line of Martin and Cizikas and all these guys, and they're going to intimidate the hell out of them on the ice, and that didn't come to fruition. And, you know, what the core of the Carolina Hurricanes is a solid defensive group. They've got great defensemen. They've kind of pulled goaltending out of their rear end right now, where, you know, Mrazek wasn't really an all-star. McElhinney was almost a cast-off from the Toronto Maple Leafs. As, you know, his choice between Sparks and McElhinney, and Toronto chose Sparks. So now you have a two-headed monster in net who's been pretty incredible. I mean, they defied expectations. And up front, I think you have kind of a maturing group, right? You still have Justin Williams, who was a Conn Smythe winner. You have Jordan Staal, who's been a Stanley Cup. But other than that, they're relatively young and relatively inexperienced. So I think almost the not knowing what the expectations are and the amount of pressure has almost served those guys well. So they've found a way to win games. And as they've won these games, their level of confidence has gotten up there. So I fully expect this is going to be a fun series.
All right. When you played with Brind'Amour, are there any stories that you can tell about him? So it takes a little bit of
truthfully, the funny thing about him is, I mean, he's a straight, his nickname is Rod the Bod. Like, when we would be going for beers, or someone would smuggle beers to the back of the locker room, and you'd get half your gear off, and you're in a hurry to get a beer down your throat, he's undressed, he's in there riding a bike, and a 45-minute ride after a full game, just absolutely burying himself, and then he's in there lifting weights in a full program, core program. So by the time you're home or you're in the restaurant getting into your second level of alcohol consumption, he's just getting showered and done his workout. So the best story I have for him was actually a good one. We sucked over a period of time in 2006. We won the cup, and he's not the guy to pull this trigger. But one night we lost to Atlanta at the Thrashers, and you know how god-awful they were. Yeah. And he stands up unbeknownst to us. We didn't know what was happening. He's like, screw it. He goes, everybody's going to the bar tonight. And for him to say that, we were like, what the hell? We thought, okay, he's just trying to, you know, he's messing with us, trying to shake things up. But then he takes us out to the bar. Team gets, it was a slump buster. Team gets just sloshed that night. We go out the next night, I think, in Nashville, beat them and got on a run. So he's a good guy overall. He's a very tough guy to hate, truthfully.
Okay. Now, but he was kind of like a nerd because he was never drinking.
he was... I'll use the word, he was disciplined. You can use the word nerd. He was the antithesis of Aaron Ward. I never met a beer I didn't like, and Roddy was almost like kryptonite.
All right, so he was like a try hard. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. He couldn't hang with the boys.
Nice try.
Did Chara drink back in the day when you guys played together?
I only saw Z drink once, and he drank rice wine. But again, like having come from Carolina and played with Rod Brind'Amour, I always say Z's almost cut from the same cloth, right? He's an incredible leader. He's almost intimidated by nothing, and he holds himself to a high standard physically, mentally. So, I didn't give him any grief for not drinking, but I will tell you that over my time in Boston, when I was there, like, I remember he almost evolved in terms of getting more in tune with what a locker room needed. I remember on a bus one time, Z stood up to Claude Julien. We'd come in from from Toronto, bussed in from Toronto to Buffalo, and we had lost to Toronto. And Claude tried to pull the old, we got a, you know, there's an 11 o'clock curfew. And that night there was this massive pay-per-view fight, and I was sitting in the back just beaking Z. I'm like, there is no way you're going to let him tell us we got to stay in. And so I remember having this conversation, like, he's not going to do it. And all of a sudden, Claude stands up at the front and starts announcing that we're going to have an 11 o'clock curfew. And all of a sudden, the giant from the back of the bus stands up and in his typical Z voice goes, no. And I'm like, oh, God, he's doing it. He's doing it. He's standing up to Claude. And he goes, I've got these guys tonight. We're all going out as a team. So it was another slump buster. He evolved over time. The funny thing about that trip, too, and I don't know if I should tell a story, is when we got to Canada, my favorite beer in Canada was Alexander Keith. It's a Halifax beer. And for the boys, I knew we were going to be on the bus for an hour and a half, so I bought three cases, and I slid it to the back of the bus. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get on the bus. So we all get out there, and there's one case in the back. So I get off the bus, and I give crap to the locker room attendant. I'm like, dude, I handed you a fit. Like, where's the beer? He goes, it's on the bus. So we get going, and the bus starts pulling out, and Code stands up on the bus, and he goes, hey, fellas, I know things aren't going well, so I thought about you. I put a case of beer in the back of the bus. that lion sack of crap took two of the cases that I bought and slid them up, and the coaches consumed them up front. And there's nothing I could do about it because I got caught red-handed getting booze in the back.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's great. So
no, it's not great. It's not great. Let's just be honest. You almost have to numb yourself as you're going to the city of Buffalo. Like, you have to be drunk as you're going to Buffalo.
Oh, don't tell them that. They get really angry.
You love those Buffalo fans.
With me, they know. I mean, I'm not the most admired guy. I've had more confrontations in Buffalo. I got one that I have to figure out how I could tell. It's a good story about an interaction with us. How much time do we have?
You got as much time as you want.
Keep going, man. We don't care.
Okay. We're playing 06 Stanley Cup Finals, actually, so we're Eastern Conference Finals. And I have had this lady in Buffalo just giving it to me the entire year, right? So we played Buffalo, I think, probably three times that year. And so Eastern Conference Finals, we played game one in Buff. No, sorry, three and four. Three and four were in Buffalo. And then we go back to Buffalo for game six. And in three and four, I mean, she was ruthless. Said stuff about my family, just absolutely giving it to me. And this is before I got to Boston. So finally in game six, before the game starts, I'm kind of hanging in that hallway before you get to the bench and go out. And they're sitting in their seats. It's this lady and her husband. And she just starts railing on me. So I'm quiet and really composed. And finally, I turn around and I look at the guy and I look at the girl and I like just so emotionally look at them and say, hey, listen, I'm sorry. And he's like, what? I said, I'm sorry. And he goes, about time you finally, and before he got apologized out of his word, I'm like, I'm sorry, you have to, and I said, screw that every night because that's horrible. And the lady and her mustache almost went right over the railing after me in my gear. Thank God I had my helmet on.
Well, did she stop after that?
Were you done?
Oh, hey, listen, I thought she didn't even pay attention the whole game in game six. We lost in overtime, and I don't think she saw one stitch of the game. She spent the entire time just trying to say anything and get my attention. And I just kept smiling, but I thought she might meet me in the parking lot, and my odds are she's going to win.
She was a large woman.
She was a mean woman.
What was your favorite place to play out of all the places that you were on?
Well, define favorite. So like
for fun, like you had the most fun. It can't be Detroit.
Okay, so I'll say it, and it's not pandering to you guys, but there's an evolution of it, right? So I showed up in Boston from New York. I had a horrible time in New York. I didn't see eye to eye with Yags. I didn't exactly embrace the New York living. I love Manhattan. I love New York, but to live there, it was a struggle for me. It's not me. So when I got to Boston, I mean, let's be honest, our number one center running our power play was Stanislav Chistos. And I can guarantee that three quarters of the people listening to the radio station are going to have to Google who the hell that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was, and our team sucked. I think we were in the bottom of the league in attendance. And it was a tough one. So I got there and I had an opportunity for rebirth. And then we got there a second year. And the fact that we went from god awful to completely respectable and got into the playoffs and formed an identity for the Boston Bruins and took Montreal to seven games, it was a ton of fun. But with that came, you know, Boston would start for the Bruins to be anything. I mean, for the longest time, it was a blip on the screen that hadn't really had an impact. And so you started to get opportunities, right? So I got to go to Celtics games and experience sitting on the floor for the first time. Never had that. You know, I got to go to Fenway Park. I got to interact with people where, I mean, and I will give you guys credit. Like, I opened up to the idea when it was brought to me, hey, listen, do you want us to do this show, Toucher and Rich? It was a risk, but it was fun. And it also kind of parlayed into, I felt like I had a connection with Boston. So come the next year, my last year there, like, it was an absolute blast. I went to every sporting event I possibly could, had every opportunity. Like, I met Maroon 5, AC/DC at Boston, at TD Garden. I mean, I had all kinds of experiences. And overall, I mean, it was the most fun I ever had with a team where we didn't win the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
I had, like, we were successful. We went into people's towns. We beat the crap out of them. We both in the scoreboard and physically. And so from a player's perspective, that and from a guy who was kind of coming to the end of his career, that was an incredible experience. And, you know, I live in Raleigh, and it is what it is, and I love every part of Raleigh. But that was my first experience where I kind of embraced living in a big city and living it up a little bit.
All right. And what is the fan base in Carolina like? John Cherry said they were front runners, but is that the case?
I think overall, honestly, I mean, everybody pegs them with a stereotype that's not true. I mean, there's so many Northerners there. I mean, it's just there's so many people that have gone and left the Northeast or Canadians or Midwesterners. I mean, half of Detroit's down there. So, I mean, in terms of is the fan base educated? Absolutely. Are they passionate? Absolutely. If you put a garbage product out there, are they going to come? No. And that's really what's gone on. So what has happened is now Dundon is taken over. And he's put something back into the organization financially and kind of almost theoretically understanding exactly what the fan base needs and what this team needs overall. So you got a better product, and it's the same thing as what a Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come, and that's really what's going on. I don't care. I mean, they're always there. The fan base is there. They wouldn't survive without it. It's just they've needed finally for ownership, and Carmanos owned it and ran it on a budget for the longest time that wasn't sustainable. And now they've got a good product, and the players are relatable. They got good young guys for you know, like Aho and Teravainen and Falk and all these guys that are you know, relatable. So that's really what's happened. They've embraced. But I mean, like any other fan base, like the moment Boston started playing, was announced to play Carolina, I had the people in the fan base that still think that I should be held accountable for Walker punching me in the face, and I don't want to be a storyline in this series, right? I'm 10 years removed from the National Hockey League. I have nothing to do this series, but there's a level of donkeyhood that you know, everybody takes to Twitter, and all the Twitter heroes are, you know, giving it to me for what I said back there. I don't know. It's fun. It's like everybody else. You got your small population of dorks, and then overall, you got some fantastic people.
Yeah, well, the dorks are coming out in full force against me. All right.
They will. The trolls will come out, and here's the other thing. If you're from Boston, you go to Carolina, they tailgate starting at, like, you know, 11:30 in the morning. So, and they're all welcoming. So if you want to go eat and drink free beer, all you do is peruse the parking lots, and generally people are pretty welcoming.
Well, I like that idea. At least they can do that there. There's no room to do it in Boston.
Free beer. They got you right there.
Free beer that Claude Julien will not take credit for.
That's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sounds like you were a big fan of his. All right.
I was.
Yeah. All right. Aaron Ward, it's so great to talk to you again, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Thank you. There.
Aaron Ward. Now I remember why we had him on every week.
Aaron Ward was great.
He's the best.
Oh, you should hear the stories off air.
Oh, yeah. I remember the stories off air. They're awesome.
Yeah. You know, famous girls and things of that nature. Not with him, but he played a lot of places. All right.
By the way, a national publication, Fred, has just picked up on your story.
No, oh, there we go.
But hanging up on a beat writer?
Yep.
Tisk, tisk,
don't
Fred.
You feel bad.
Your medicine.
This is the dumbest thing that I've ever gotten crap for. That this has become a national story is ridiculous. That I hung up on a boring guest. Good. More publicity for us. The shame.
It's coming your way, Fred. Just get ready.
All right.
I'll read it to you next.
Our advertising is all going to pull out. All right. To hear the headlines.
Roger and Rich. 98.5 The Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
His backup, McElhinney, he's a career 500 goaltender, and they're both playing well. How did this happen?
Well, I mean, first of all, they started scoring some goals. Rod Brendamore said the first 20, 25 games of the season, he thought they played maybe their best hockey. They just couldn't score. And they were losing a lot of close games, and in December, things looked pretty bleak. But then the puck started going in a little bit more. And then in January, they traded for Nino Niederreiter.
I can't listen to a guy with a Southern accent talk about hockey.
Did you hang up on him?
Yep. And then the backlash. Brian Robb's going to join us at 9 o'clock. He is... diligently gone through the game film from last night in Kyrie Irving's lackadaisical performance on defense, and he will help break that down for us. Now, Rich, I did indeed. I hung up on a grown man, a member of the media, because I found him to be boring. And you would think that something like this would not be a second thought to anyone. Nothing really happened. Just boring. No one said anything, just was boring, just hung up on him. I mean, nothing to see here.
Yeah.
We had some fun with it afterwards.
But you know, any kind of playoff atmosphere, every team is looking, or their fan base is looking for some reason to dislike the other one and give them the what for.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, especially, as you mentioned, from a region that has caused cancer to so many people.
The tobacco industry, sure, yes. However, it is now caught up, and it's like wildfire, Fred. All the people around America are saying, you jerk,
yep,
no pun intended.
I wonder what else is going on the radio that this is such a big story.
Everything else
just must be so incredibly boring.
Fred, this is from USA Today.
Oh, I wish I was, just like if I was at a motel opening up my door in the morning.
Don't you have to be traveling to get that? Boston sports talk radio host hangs up on Hurricanes reporter because he has a Southern accent. That is the headline. It says, a Boston sports talk radio host hung up on a Carolina Hurricanes beat writer during an interview Wednesday because he, quote, can't listen to a guy with a Southern accent talk about hockey. WBZ-FM in Boston asked Chip Alexander, who covers the Hurricanes for the Raleigh News and Observer, to appear on its morning show on Wednesday ahead of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Hurricanes and the Boston Bruins. But Fred Toucher, co-host of Toucher and Rich, grew irritated less than 5 minutes into the interview and abruptly ended it. Quote, he had a Southern accent. I can't take it. Hockey and Southern accents, Toucher said on the air, to laughter from his co-hosts. Alexander apparently tried to call back into the show. Did he?
No.
Dan says no.
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 But at least Chippy Alexander's giving quotes.
It says Alexander.
Over this national crisis.
Apparently tried to call back into the show,
no,
thinking the call had missed.
That's a lie. He lied. Chip Alexander lied if he said that. He's a liar.
Well, you don't know if he said that.
We don't know if he said that. I said, if he said that, yep. He's a liar.
Thinking the call
a dirty rat liar.
Mistakenly.
If he said that. If not, God bless him. I wish him no ill will.
They said, thinking he had been mistakenly dropped, he tried to call back to the show. The host instead took calls and dovetailed into a discussion about why Alexander's accent frustrated Toucher.
That's not what happened.
That is a massive mischaracterization of what went on.
Right. It's not like we did 20 minutes on accents.
It was 10 minutes of us killing you
for doing that. The audience killing me and saying what a dick
and
I was.
And taking calls about how awful you were.
I'm a huge douchebag and everybody hates me.
Because this makes sound like you're like, you're the best, Freddie T.
No. John and Rich, they did not like that I hung up on the guy, and that made it all the more satisfying. And so I enjoyed that immensely. Again, this is so dumb. But you know what? God bless him.
I said, quote, I don't know. If I don't like something, I don't like something, he said later.
You know what? Let's have Chip on again. No, just kidding.
I didn't think he was saying anything particularly interesting, and it was getting on my nerves. Toucher later added that he didn't like Alexander, like that Alexander was supportive of the way the Hurricanes have embraced the Bunch of Jerks label after NHL commentator Don Cherry used the phrase to describe the team earlier in the season, even though Alexander did not actually express an opinion about the subject while on the air. I thought he did.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe we should review the tape.
Maybe
or,
we should.
Or we could play Russian roulette, which would be just about as fun.
But then they linked our audio.
Good.
And they put that on there.
Good.
But that I say, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And what's great is that the other articles that have written about this have said, take it to sort of for, they got a lot of cats saying that they're making fun of accents when they're from Boston.
Yeah.
You all park your car. Yeah. So, Fred, once again, you have, you've served the ire of people. And
it's really, it's a shame. I really feel bad. All right, this is an interesting theory that Rich wants me to take this phone call. I'm putting that up right out there. Matt, go ahead.
Yes, I think they have it all wrong, Fred. It should be Rich that should be suspended and not you.
What?
Interesting. Yeah.
You say?
What is? Well, please, continue.
It's perfect. If the bits had been planned better this week, none of this would have happened.
Right.
If I would have filled the content more, yes. I would have gotten bored.
That's right. That's right. I was bored by what was going on.
Yeah, that could be. You know what? Listen, he makes a good point. There's a good point.
All Celtics this and that, please. Very boring. But I will say that this is by far the dumbest thing that has ever been publicly discussed.
I think it's Nick that should be suspended, because if he would have gotten better audio, then we would have possibly would have had it in there. So, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. He could have gotten better recaps. So it's all young Nicholas's fault. Well, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. We've reached the pinnacle of our society, that this is actually something that anyone would find offensive at all.
Somebody tweeted Mike Golic and said, Mike, I know you're the one that's going to show this guy what real class is. You need to go off on this Boston jerk.
That's right. My job is to be very classy.
If Mike Golic does a rant,
it would be fantastic.
On you, it will be the greatest. It might
just
be
get out of the way. Everyone get out of the way. Everyone leave the room.
You have your face burned off.
Okay, honestly, our listeners, please, I need you to tweet that link to Mike Golic. And I need you to say, Mike, you're the guy. You're the one guy I know that can speak up for all of us in saying that this Boston ne'er-do-well sure is a big old jerk face. I need a Mike Golic rant on Fred Toucher like I need air.
And it's just like such a podunk thing to like get upset about. Just nothing going on. Except for harvesting dangerous tobacco.
At ESPN Golic, if you would like to.
All right. Brian Robb is going to join us in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.